This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The acting leader of Myanmar's parallel civilian government, appointed by ousted lawmakers in the wake of the February 1st military coup, addressed the public for the first time Saturday from hiding and vowed to pursue revolution to overturn the junta. Man Win Kang Tan, who is on the run along with most senior officials from the ruling National League for Democracy Party, addressed the public via Facebook, saying this is the darkest moment of the nation and the moment that the dawn is close. He was appointed last week as acting vice president by representatives of Myanmar's ousted lawmakers, which pushes for recognition as the rightful government. It has announced its intention to create a federal democracy, and leaders have been meeting representatives of Myanmar's largest ethnic armed organizations, which already control vast swaths of territory across the country. Some have pledged their support. The junta, which could not be reached for comment on Saturday, has declared CRPH illegal and said anyone involved with it could be charged with treason, which carries the death penalty. The CRPH has declared the junta a terrorist organization. Afghanistan's Interior Minister Masoud Andarabi says Afghan troops can hold their ground even if U.S. troops withdraw, challenging a U.S. warning predicting a withdrawal would yield quick territorial gains to the Taliban. Andarabi's comments in an interview Saturday with the Associated Press were the first government reaction to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's warning issued last weekend in a sharply worded letter to Afghanistan's president. More at VOAnews.com. This is the